are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
All right. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening to all you serious growthers. Okay. What I want to talk about today is this. I'm going to talk about the ugly truth. And I'm going to tell you that most of us can't handle the ugly truth. I say it that way. I'm doing an ugly truth segment now. And most of us cannot handle the ugly truth. I've been in this industry now for 40 years. And the thing that I can tell you is, first of all, a lot of you don't know the story of how we got started. Dr. Russ Horine, he was my partner and still is my partner in this. He's the one, and myself are the ones that started this whole ball rolling back 35 years ago, maybe longer. I don't know exactly the date. I don't do math well. Doesn't matter. It's been a long damn time. And I got to tell you something. Russell and I were working out, or he was actually someone who worked at a place where I was training, but he had worked out before. He had competed. He saw me training in one of the gyms that I was in at that particular point. And one day he walked up to me and he said, "You know what? You need to compete in bodybuilding." And when he told me that, I thought he was high and on crack, because I could have never imagined myself competing in any kind of show like that. My goodness, I dropped classes in college because I didn't want to get in front of people, let alone be up in a Speedo and having people judging me. No. Bottom line is that he was persistent and he took me under his wing at that point. And that's how this whole ball game got started. Russ and I started in his garage. We started training and we started coming up with some interesting ways of, you know, how to put on muscle in the most efficient way. During this time when him and I were training in his garage, I had taken the trip over to Bulgaria. And when I came back from that and I told Russ, "I think there's something here. It's counter popular, but I think there's something here." And of course, Russ, he can make stuff happen like that. That's one of the strong points, is to take something and make it apply. When I came back from the Bulgaria, and of course I was in the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia, but Bulgaria and Soviet Union were the most impactful, especially Bulgaria, because they said things like, "You need to train more times a day than not." And when they said more times a day, they said at least 3 times a day, because, you know, they trained 5 times a day. And the results was the proof in the pudding. See, that's where all this is and goes. My stated goal and what I do today, that's 40 years later, is we produced results. And we produce results at will. We did this with Serious Growth. Bulgarian Burst came out having people train 3 times a day. You know how much heat we took for that? All the boo birds come out. Let me tell you something. There's some fucking crazy people out there. Crazy. They can't handle the truth. It's kind of where I'm going with this. They can't handle the ugly truth. Telling you that you need to train more times a day than less.
All right. Let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And the way we are marketing our product, I mean, people came out of the woodwork, man. Made me think about the society, you know, how dangerous it really is out there. You don't know who you're next to. I mean, I had people say, you know, if you were really a good person, you would give your training information away for free. This is when we were selling our training courses. Money is your God, burn in hell. How about that for some feedback? That's true stuff. How about this? Had a guy send me a condom that looked like it had something in it, if you know what I'm saying. Who the hell does that? Some crazy ass people, because they can't handle the truth. Oh, you're going to overtrain. You're going to get hurt. You have to be able to deal with the ugly truth if you want to make progress in your life, A, and if you want to make progress with training and the things that I go into. I'm all about health. Anything that has to do with health, fitness, bodybuilding, that's where I focus on. That's where we focus on as a company. For those of you who bought our books, you know that if you followed that program to the nth degree, the way that it was written, the rest is history, man. We made a huge impact out there. People were being accused of taking steroids, and they weren't taking steroids. They were on a program that was very controversial. But all the boobers, you know, at the time we had the ad writer that was working with us, Jay Abraham. The guy's a genius. He's a guru. He's still in the industry. And one of the things that he said that was really hard to, he just wanted to make sure that we understood what we were getting into. But he said, you have to get people off the fence because humans like to be on the fence. From there, they can criticize. They can do all kinds of stuff. They can be a quarterback, a couch potato quarterback, armchair quarterback is what I'm trying to say. But he says, you have to get people off that fence. So when we came out and we said why everyone was wrong about the way that they trained, who in the hell were we in the industry at that time? I mean, back then, Arnold Schwarzenegger was selling a training course, Bill Pearl. We were in a market with some heavy, heavy hitters that had a reputation. Who in the fuck are these guys coming here from, you know, talking this, you need to train three times a day and the techniques that we're professing? They were all counter popular. But the one thing that we made sure that we did, and this is sometimes where people don't really understand, we were also based in principle. We just didn't come up with this stuff and say, do this. And I think that's exactly what's going on too much in the industry right now. I get bothered by some of the stuff that I see out there. I think social media platforms are really great because it's a way to reach out to a large population. But I also see I can tell in 3 minutes if somebody knows what the hell they're talking about. But you have to be willing to do the work. Anytime that we professed in our training courses back in those days, because we had four or five of them, we did everything ourselves first. Application. Look, it's important to have theory in your background and when you're coming up with something. But what's more important, which the Bulgarians taught us, is application first, theory second. So you have to have the theory. In theory, this should work. But you also have to have the application. Russ and I worked our asses off in the gym. That was our laboratory. We did this to ourselves. Not just one time or two times. Oh, yeah, that's a wrap. Let's make a book out of that. We put time in, a lot of time in, to make sure that what we were professing was going to work. And that's where we've always come from. I don't see that in today's industry. Not really. I see some people out there that are really good entertainers. They're good on camera. They got a fancy social media podcast or whatever. Good for them. I mean, look, you got to learn how to play the game. I get that. But I've always thought it's always been about the results that you get. It's always been about being able to produce a result at will. This is where we come from. So there are results that you can get from a lot of these training courses or the way that you eat. And then there's the real information. It's hard to find and figure out what the hell the real information is. When you're an unsuspected consumer, how can you possibly tell that? It would be very difficult. I'm telling you, some of these guys that are out there are good. I'm not saying that they don't know what they're talking about. They know halfway what they're talking about. But I can tell that they've never been in the trenches, because, you know, you can be book smart. And in theory, this you should be able to do this, this, and this and get this result. But when you get in the trenches and you put your body under stress, when you're attacking it, putting it into fight or flight, I think Tyson said once, he said, you know, you can have all the strategy going into a fight. But the minute you get punched in the jaw, changes everything, changes everything. And that's exactly what I mean by this. When all of a sudden you are taking your body into fight or flight on purpose, like we did, hyperacceleration. You guys remember that? We were taking you into fight or flight on purpose. When you do that, your body doesn't work like a textbook. It has its own way that it responds to being under stress. But that's where all the progress is. And I talked about this before. So many things are exactly the opposite of what you think it should be. So when these guys came out in the industry that you should only train one body part every 4 or 5 days, they're full of shit. The truth is, the more that you temporarily stress the muscle, irritate it, the more it's going to respond. It's just a question of what your stated goal is. Are you a power lifter? I don't give a damn what it is. If you're a power lifter, if you're a bodybuilder, if you're somebody who wants to develop endurance in a much more efficient way, that's what we are all about. I don't see that. So you got to be careful out there. You know, we were in the industry. We took a lot of heat because we talked the ugly truth. But what we were really trying to do is say, look, we're trying to protect you. We know there's a lot of stuff going on out there that people are saying that this is the way you should put on muscle, or this is the way that you should eat. But we are protecting people because we knew, because of firsthand experience in the trenches, in our labs, every day, figuring this thing out. But it's hard to convince people sometimes when they can't handle the ugly truth. How about this? Eating a high-fat diet is healthy. Really? Yeah, it's healthy. And really, the problem, the macro that causes your problem, is the carbohydrate macro, the one that everybody thinks that you have to have for energy, the one that's supposed to be the most healthy. Yeah, well, it's not. Can you handle that ugly truth? How about warming up is a waste of time? What? I see these fucking people sometimes in the gym. It takes them 30 minutes to warm up. And they're there for 45 minutes total. So they got 50 minutes of a so-called workout. Warming up is a waste of time. Do you understand how your physiology works? The body becomes dysfunction. And you guys heard that out there when we wrote our training courses. The body becomes dysfunction. You teach your body what it's going to do. Can you handle that truth? Because that's exactly the truth. Warming up is a waste of energy. Yeah, it is. Deal with it. So, continuing to move forward. I'm in a spot now where I keep asking myself, and I think you need to ask yourself why. You need to keep asking yourself questions. Question yourself. Second guess yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Because that's the only way that you're going to continue to make progress. I'm 67 years of age, and all I want to do is keep making progress. I want to keep showing through my own firsthand experience in the trenches, applying to show that the body can perform remarkably at an older age. That's my goal now. I understand that there's some potential risk for me doing this, especially since 10 years ago I had these damn strokes. There's always risk. Gambling and taking a risk are two different things. A risk is more calculated. Gambling, you're shooting from the hip. I'm in the same spot that I was now that I was 40 years ago. My stated goal was to make a better version of myself and then pass that information on to you. You follow this and you're going to make a better version of yourself. I'm going to be that person that's going to talk straight to you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable because I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. Can you handle that? Not everybody can. And that's okay. But if you don't do that, you're going to find yourself just wandering around with no stated goal. What's your stated goal? You can achieve it. Your body has more than you think. It's got more in the basement, as Sylvester Stallone said in one of the Rocky movies. There's something left. But you have to be willing to adapt and keep moving forward and doing things that are uncomfortable for you. And get out of your own damn way. In many cases, you are the problem. But the great news is, you also are the solution. I appreciate when I come across somebody, because let me tell you something. There are some really sharp people out there, and they know their stuff. I'm telling you, it's a minority, in my opinion. But there's some sharp people out there. I still hunt for those types of people. Don't think you know it all. You don't. And for those young, you people that are younger, the mistake that you're making is that you're discounting what some of these people that have been in the industry, like myself, in the trenches and have learned the hard way, you're discounting that information. I did with my dad. I thought he was full of crap. And yet to this day, I keep saying, you know, he said this a long time ago. He was right. You young people that don't have the experience, don't discount from the people that are out there that's been around long enough. You have to earn your stripes. You don't know it all. I thought I did. I didn't. And you don't either. You got to put the time in. In the meantime, you know, all I can say is this. For you people that are out there trying to find that next program that you should go on, weight training program, or that next diet that you're going to be going on, all I can say is this. Find somebody who looks the part. I know that there are people out there that are really smart, and they may not look the part, and they still know their stuff. Find somebody who walks the walk and talks the talk. If that person that you're following cannot produce results for you, like I have, for example, I've trained people in the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and it goes on and on. If you don't have that kind of proof, and that person that's talking to you like I'm talking to you, if I can't show you and prove to you that I can do it to myself first, watch out. You may be going down that, I call it the shiny object syndrome. You may be caught in a syndrome, and it's going to drive you in a hole that you'll never get out. Till next time, get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.